Hey friends, and welcome to the very special read-along with me, Mr. Jim, on my book called The Day We Saved the Light Bulb. So if you have your book of The Day We Saved the Light Bulb, you can follow along with me as I'm performing the book. But if you don't have a book yet, you can check down in the show notes below and your parents can grab you a copy of that book. Well, friends, are you ready? Me too. Let's go. Chapter 1, Lights On. It was a beautiful summer evening. The crickets were chirping and the frogs were frogging around. There's something special about those hot, humid nights off the back porch of headquarters, or HQ as we call it. There was an opening between the treetops that gave you a perfect view of the night sky. Almost every night, you could watch a shooting star zoom across like a firework. Ava and Jayden had left a while ago to fly home for dinner on their jetpacks. They both lived close, so it was a short flight. Mr. Jim was finishing up the cleaning after a long day in HQ. The three of them had been working on a new energy source for our glue blasters. Unfortunately, the only two things we learned today are that old socks and ketchup don't produce enough energy for more than two glue blasts. And they clogged the blasters. Back to the drawing board tomorrow. Mr. Jim turned on HQ security system, locked the doors, and left for home. High up in the clouds, the purple ninjas were standing on the edge of their blimp, looking over the edge while sipping a hot cup of stinky tea. This blimp, known to us as the Stinky Blimp Lab, is rarely spotted in the sky, as it spends most of its time hidden behind the clouds. But if you stare long and hard enough, sometimes you can spot it in between the clouds.
You mean to tell me that I'm supposed to hold on to this skinny little rope, and you're gonna drop me off the edge of the blimp?
Shouted a purple ninja.
Well, do you have a better way of getting down there?
Answered Purple Ninja Steve.
I don't know. How about you land the blimp over there, and then I just walk out the door?
Remember, the boss doesn't like it when we land on the ground this close to HQ. I think he's worried about us getting caught again,
said Steve.
Okay, but you promise you better not drop me down there because I still have bruises from the last time we tried this,
said the purple ninja nervously.
Okay, I'll try my best,
answered Steve. The purple ninjas had been working on this plan for a very long time, a plan to steal our jetpacks and some other things. Yes, they have their own jetpacks and gear, but spy gear is built with the highest quality, which makes our jetpacks faster and prevents our gear from breaking down. You see, they are only doing this because they are obeying the orders of their boss, Dr. Stinky Breath, who has been around for ages. We honestly don't even know when all this began. Dr. Stinky Breath seems to pop up throughout history, which makes it hard to know exactly when his evil pursuits began. Yes, he is an evil doctor who's trying to take over the world and make it stinky. When we say stinky, we are talking about smells even worse than little brother Toots. This is true end of the world kind of stuff here, which is why Spyology Squad exists. We must stop him before it's too late. Do you remember the time he tried stealing all the toothbrushes and toothpaste in the world in order to give us all bad breath and cavities? Ugh. Or the time he tried kidnapping the unicorns to get rid of all the rainbows? Dr. Stinky Breath brings nothing but mayhem. It's a good thing we have kids like you on Spyology Squad to stop him. The Purple Ninjas were going to try and sneak in the back door of HQ, but first, one of them had to be gently lowered down by rope from the blimp.
Okay, wait, careful! Hey, that's too fast!
Shouted the Purple Ninja. I wish you could have seen this happen. The Purple Ninjas did not consider the danger involved with being lowered out of the blimp in complete darkness. When they decided to use the cover of night to sneak inside HQ, there happened to be a nice, soft, grassy field that would have been the perfect place for this Purple Ninja to land. Unfortunately, luck would not be on their side tonight, as he was lowered directly on top of a thorny bush.
Ouch! I'm covered in thorns!
Yelled the Purple Ninja.
Shh! Don't set off the alarm! It's the middle of the night! You gotta stay quiet down there!
Called Steve from the blimp.
How am I supposed to stay quiet when you drop me on a giant bush full of thorns?
Sorry,
said Steve. After bowling out as many thorns from his ninja costume as he could, the Purple Ninja started tiptoeing through the forest on his way to sneak into HQ.
All right, I'm almost there. I'm just gonna get to the door,
said the Purple Ninja. I should probably add this about Purple Ninjas in case you haven't seen one in real life. Whoever decided on giving Dr. Stinky Breath's helpers the name Ninja obviously has never met them in person. You know, when I think of a ninja, I think of someone with incredible agility, cool moves, and the ability to sneak around without getting caught. In contrast, these Purple Ninjas are not known for their speed, smarts, or backflips. It's really just a costume they wear that makes them look like ninjas. Oh, and then there's the one named Steve. We can't tell if he's secretly on our side or not, because he always seems to be ruining their plans for us. So sometimes we just let Steve do what Steve does best.
What's that red flashing light?
Anxiously shouted the Purple Ninja, who was still trying to pull the last thorn out of the bottom of his foot.
Oh no, it's one of those motion sensor detectors. I can't move.
He was now stuck standing on one foot. If he moved, he risked setting off the alarm.
Hey, why'd you stop moving down there?
Asked Steve from the blimp.
We don't have all day.
Because there's a motion detector light. Oh no, I'm losing my balance.
All of a sudden, the Purple Ninja sneezed, which set off the motion detector lights. Whoosh.
I can't see anything. They're so bright.
Then the alarm sounded. Beep, beep, beep.
Get me out of here.
The Purple Ninjas were stuck. They needed to get out of there as fast as possible. With those super bright lights and the alarm from the motion detector, there was no way they would sneak in tonight. Hey friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Kipton, who's turning 7 years old. He is an awesome brother to Juniper and Barrett, a superstar at math and loves building Legos. Wow, Kipton, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday, Kipton. Well, friends, I will see you on our next adventure. This is HQ, over and out.